So this is What More Can I Say? You are listening to Mr. Jones. Once again, I want to thank everyone that has been supporting this podcast. You are not ignored, even though I don't post consistently. And I look to try to get back into posting consistently here soon. But for those that have continued to keep listening to the podcast and have listened to all of the episodes that I've uploaded, I want to give you my sincere thanks. And today I want to call this episode Be the Light That's In You, do not reflect what's given to you. And I guess this is something, you know, that I've been dealing with for quite a while, because I made up my mind some time ago that I want to be who I am. I've accepted the fact that human beings are fallible. Human beings are, you know, they make mistakes, and you know, you can't expect others to accept your imperfections if you don't accept theirs. So, yeah, I'm flawed, and you know, I thank God for my flaws, because at the end of the day, I'm only perfect through Him. And you know, that in itself is, you know, it keeps me humble. It keeps me humble. It keeps me to understanding that I am nothing without God. I'm nothing without his mercy. I'm nothing without his guidance. So I try to be the light and not reflect the energy that's given to me. And so with that being said, you know, negativity is an easy supply these days, an easy supply. In some ways, it seems like it's almost worse than it used to be. And maybe that's just because, I guess I can only speak within my lifetime. You know, I mean, I've seen things that have happened in the, you know, in the civil rights era, the Jim Crow era, and then, of course, slavery. So, you know, for me to say that it's worse, it's only because in my lifetime I've seen what I thought was, you know, better. And then now there's a certain level of negativity that it seems foreign, I guess, you know. And we seem to highlight this negative behavior more. People are, you know, they want to, you know, with reality TV, they seem to celebrate bad behavior, negative behavior, toxic behavior. It's, you know, almost like people want to be as nasty and as mean as they because they see that as strength. And my bishop spoke on this some time ago. You know, where Jesus showed his the most of his power was in instances where he could have destroyed with a thought those that opposed him. But instead, he showed them mercy, and that takes a lot of strength. Strength is not in destroying. Strength is in mercy. especially if you have the ability to destroy. Restraint. Doing the things that are most, that are difficult. It's easy to get angry. It's easy to get frustrated. It's hard to move past, to forgive, to overlook, to, you know, we're in the destroy age. We're in the age of people wanting to cancel, wanting to get revenge, wanting to tear others down because they feel down, and they want to bring people down to their level. They don't want anybody to feel elevated above them, especially if they don't deem them worthy of it. And so I feel, me personally, that it's best for me, and it works for me, to just be consistently me. So what does that mean? What does that look like? Well, I tell people this story, and I'm going to refrain from too many details because I don't want to, I want to give everybody their opportunity to evolve and become different people. And I don't want to shine any light on anybody specific, you know, just because I don't want, you know, that, I don't want any negativity to be, to come out of anything that I have done. I want this to be something that is going to bring out a positive reaction. So, I've been working within the sports media industry for about 15 years now. When I first started out, I received an assignment, and this was my very first assignment. I was just ecstatic, and I went into the building, and I said, okay, I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to speak to every single person in this building. And I'm not, you know, it doesn't matter whether they're from, you know, the owner to the janitor. And that's what I did. And had a lot of great experiences from that. But the one of the individuals in that building that was a pretty significant person in the building made it a point to make it clear that they didn't feel that I was worthy to speak to. Every time they would look me directly in my face and not speak to me. Every time I spoke to them, it was not reciprocated. But I wasn't speaking to them because of what I was expecting to get back. I was speaking to them because that's just who I am. So I made it up in my mind that no matter how negative this individual was treating me, I was going to continue to be me. And I was going to continue to speak, not because I was expecting some type of response or reward, but because that's just who I am. So every day I went in and I spoke to this individual. Every day they would basically look me directly in my face and walk away. Fast forward, I've been doing this, you know, now for a little over a year. And this individual had been demoted. And I'm standing in the locker room, and there's a media scrum around the locker of the guy that had been elevated into his place. The PR director, or one of the PR guys, is walking in front of this person, and they are obviously throwing a little shade because they start to say, hey, this person's coming in. Anybody want to talk to him? And the media scrum turned around in unison and said, no, and turned back around to where they were. And, I had a little giggle because, it was entertaining because, of how the situation went down. But at the end of the day, I did feel badly for the brother because I felt like it was, I felt like it was mean-spirited. And he walked up, and just as I had done every day before then, I said, hey, how are you today? And he responded with, hey, brother, how you doing? You having a good day today? And it took me back a bit because I'm like, oh. And then I had to think about it, and I never asked him about that situation. Okay? And he never ignored me from that point forward. But I feel like the way that he looked at it was, when I was up, all these people wanted to talk to me. And now that I'm down, the one person that wants to talk to me is the very individual that I thought I was too big to speak to. So that was a lesson, not just, because I can't speak of lessons to him because I'm not him. I can only speak to the lesson it taught me. And it taught me that at the end of the day, if you are providing consistency, people will respect consistency from you because that's genuinely you. And genuine you is going to be respected more than you giving someone what you think they want to see or what you expect is going to get you something in return. I'd rather be genuine me. Genuine me is easier to be. Genuine me is what is going to be respected. Genuine me is who you're going to get today. Genuine me is when you see me 5-10 years later. It's the same person you're going to get then. And that's what I value. I value that. Now, has it burned me? Oh, yeah. Because everybody's not going to treat you the way that you would like to be treated. And there are certain individuals that are they're going to take advantage of that. They're going to take advantage of the genuine you, right? Because at the end of the day, just like the moon reflects the light from the sun, sometimes people want to take, but they don't want to give back. It's easier for them to take and to enjoy the warmth and the light from the sun, but it is not within them to give light back. And that's not any slight of them, because at the end of the day, they're there to do what they do. The moon has its purposes. It influences the tides. It illuminates the night, even though it's utilizing the sun's reflection to do so. It still has its purpose, and you have to love the moon for what it is. If there was no moon, then you wouldn't have the tides. You wouldn't have the things that you have. So you have to accept people for who they are. And with that being said, You know, no, you don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't allow people to misuse you. But you also don't allow them to change you either. You don't allow them to make you into something that you're not. If you're not an angry person, then to allow someone to bring that anger and rage out of you, or to make you exude this type of anger and rage, you know, that's way too much control. That's way too much power to give someone. And I'm not in the business of giving people power over me. I control if I get pissed off, not you. You know, I control if I get mad, not you. You can't make me angry with you. I can get angry with you, but you can't make me angry with you. And, you know, this is something that I live by now. You know, you can only go by what your life experiences are, and which, you know, and which, how you've been raised, what's in you. If something I've said is enlightening to you, or in any way helps you to maybe, you know, to see who you truly are within yourself, or to be a better you, you know, put that on God, not me. You know, just like no one can make me angry, I can't make you a better person. You know, I can only tell you what has worked for me. I can only tell you what is, you know, what brings me joy, what brings me happiness, what brings me peace. It brings me peace to be myself. You know, the frustration I had in life was when I felt like I needed to be someone else in order to achieve things that I didn't have. And the reality of it is, God has a purpose for all of us, and He has something for all of us. And for me to be something that I'm not in order to get something, then that means I got to consistently keep being that thing. That's not easy. That's not easy. It's not easy to consistently be something that you're not. Consistently be this individual over and over and over and over and over again, because at some point you're going to either fall into a comfort zone to where you're going to naturally just end up being yourself, and or you're going to just get tired. You're going to get burned out. It's going to hurt. Doesn't hurt to be a good person, at least not for me, because, you know, this is how I was raised to be, and this is what's in me. So it doesn't hurt. When it hurts to do things outside of that, it hurts me to be nasty, to be angry, to be rageful. That hurts. You know, I yell and scream at people, and then what they don't see is me going aside and feeling like crap. Because now, it has now come back, you know, it has come back on me that that's not who I want to be, or the person that I, you know, or that I like to see in the mirror. I don't like to see that person. So, it's easier for me to be the person that treats others as they would want to be treated, that respects other people, that is concerned about other people's feelings. It's easier for me to be that person. I'm going to continue to be that person. You know, has it, you know, brought me some heartbreak? Absolutely. You know, and you know, it's going to continue to do so until it doesn't. You know, but at the same time, you know, I have to embrace who I am. and I have to be happy with the fruits of what I put out. And I'm thankful. I'm a very thankful person. You know, despite, you know, some setbacks in my life, I'm in a very, very prosperous place. And I'm thankful for that. Am I where I would like to be? No, but then again, you should never be in such a place to where you don't want to progress. So I'm in a good place, but I'm not in the best place. Can I do better? Absolutely. Message. Do I choose to do better? Yes, I definitely choose to do better than I have been doing, and I'm going to get there. But at the same time, it really kind of goes back to what I was saying before, and the whole message of this particular episode. I want to exude the light that's in me and not reflect what is given to me. And, you know, that's what I want to give you today. That's what I want you to think on within your own life. And, you know, just think to yourself, you know, am I being the sun or am I being the moon? Am I allowing other people's energy, allowing other people's, you know, what other people give to me, am I allowing that to be reflected off of me? Or am I giving off the light that I want, that's coming from in me, and that I want people to see? Like I said before, you will find, or at least I have found, that life is a whole lot less stressful when you are yourself and you are comfortable in being yourself. You don't have to fake. You don't have to front for anyone. You are who you are. And those that don't accept who you are, you know, maybe they're not meant to be within your universe. Maybe they're not meant to be within your solar system. You know, like I said, the Earth isn't the only planet in the solar system. However, at the same time, the Earth respects and allows the other planets to be what they are. You know, the Earth doesn't go over and say, hey, you know, Jupiter, you need air. You know, Mercury, you're too hot. Earth is just the Earth. The Earth does what it does, they do what they do, and we stay within our own lane and our own orbit, and, you know, and we all benefit each other in some way, shape, or form, you know what I mean, by being ourselves. So, with that being said, hey, once again, I want to thank everyone that has been listening to my episodes. You know, I'm gonna definitely work on getting more consistent, and even ramping this up and doing more with this venue. But in the meantime, for those that hear what I've brought to the table and are entertained, I thank you. And this is Mr. Jones. And what more can I say? You have a safe day.